Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Behalotcha, when you lift up. Week 36, 6th Aliyah. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord. And when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. Numbers 11, verse 1. Why is complaining so grave? The complainers in Israel produced the wrath of the Eternal to such extent that many of them died. Why is complaining so grave? Because it comes from sin, and it produces disastrous results. Behind complaining is a challenge of doubt against the Eternal's goodness. The one who complains smears the image of the Eternal who is good forever. Complaining also affects man's image and transmits a bad spirit around him. Complaint has the ability to negatively affect everything in the creation. The remedy against complaining is praise. Complaint is the opposite of gratitude. Lack of gratitude is the first step to idolatry and homosexuality, the lowest levels into which a person can fall. Romans 1. Complaints are an expression of the evil inclination, and gratitude is an expression of the good inclination. Gratitude is able to see positive things in spite of a negative situation, to acknowledge them and to praise the Eternal for them. Complaint only sees the negative aspects, gets upset by them, and produces bitterness and rebellion against the Eternal. Complaint and bitterness are contagious. Complaint blocks the Most High's given hand, but gratitude activates it. Complaint produces death. Gratitude produces life. Complaint produces mental and physical disease, while praise produces mental and physical healing, as it is written in Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 10 through 13. May the Eternal help us see the positive and always be thankful for it. So we are not only giving him what belongs to him, but also keeping ourselves healthy and safe every day. Therefore, my friends, always, always be joyous. Shalom.